for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
MassMEP understands that there are so many elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or unlocking their growth that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations.
Every episode, take a journey with us as we talk with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts.
Whether we're in the Northeast,
Southeast,
Central, or Western regions of the Commonwealth,
every episode will explain more about manufacturing and what's happening in your own backyard. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Kevin Tata.
Are you excited? This is going to be a little bit different of a beginning for the podcast than normal.
Is that so? Yeah. I'm very excited. I'm very excited about this.
Pressure off a little bit for you?
A little bit, but still a little bit of pressure.
Okay. All right. So this is your second New Year's recap podcast with us,
yeah, right? Yeah, because I came in February, right?
Yeah. So this is your second one. Wow, getting up there in the world, Kevin.
How exciting.
Aging over time. So obviously it is our recap podcast for 2024, and it wouldn't be a New Year's recap podcast without our guests that are... I'm not quite sure what the term would be. I don't want to say repeats, or we kind of need to come up with maybe
seasoned.
Seasoned. Okay. I like it. Seasoned guests for the season of the new
for
year.
For the season. Yeah. Right.
Seasoned guests for the season for our traditional annual recap or New Year's podcast. So we'd like to welcome back with us our Senior Director of Business Development, Christy Grignon.
Hey guys, thanks for having us back. And this is truly a podcast that I enjoy, except for I would like to know what I'm seasoned with. Is it oregano?
Going with the theme already, and we haven't even got that far yet.
Oh, maybe I'm seasoned with a little nutmeg.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Always. And our associate director of, is it IT? Associate director of IT. Is that what you go with, Matt?
Technology.
Oh, technology. Oh, you dropped the whole information part. We just go straight into technology now.
That's right.
Okay. So associate director of technology, Matt Healy. Welcome back, Matt.
And thanks for having me. And I think my spice is, you know, it's the sugar and spice and everything nice for the holiday season, right? You might think otherwise, but that's what I'm going to go with today.
The Powerpuff Girls? Isn't that what the Powerpuff Girls were seasoned with?
Sorry, Kevin, but I've never watched that. Even my two daughters have never watched that, but we'll take your word for it on this one.
That's a crime.
Oh, God. So usually for Manufacturing Uncut, the full recap episode, it's a month, but this one we're going to do the year of 2024. And the entrance for the podcast is always done with a really bad dad joke.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're going to take a spin on it. So this time we're having our guests each bring in their joke. So it's almost like, I feel like we're kind of doing like an icebreaker and a joke combined.
Yeah. Like tell your favorite holiday joke and then everybody goes around and says theirs, right? Yeah.
Yes. I love it. Okay. All right, good. So, Christy, I know you're really excited about your joke. So would you like to start?
I would love to start. And I love how you guys just made it sound like you've been planning this forever and that we didn't just discuss this 30 seconds ago. So well done. And yes, you can edit me out of that if you want.
Throwing out all of our secrets.
I know. All right, here it is to the manufacturers out there. What's a spider's New Year's resolution?
What is it?
You guys got nothing? Nothing.
Something about tangled in the web, I'm going to say.
Web design. Better web design.
You guys are getting close. It's to spend less time on the web.
Ailey, love that
All right, Matt, top that.
right. So, what does Frosty the Snowman eat for breakfast?
Carrots.
Frosted flakes.
Oh, she got it. She Googled it.
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. I think she can see my screen right now.
I think so too. She cheated somehow.
Thought they were eating their nose off.
Haley, you want to go or do you want me to go?
Ahead, Kevin.
Okay. What did the third wise man say after his friends had already presented gold and frankincense?
I'm broke.
But wait, there's myrrh. For all those that like, but wait, there's more, but myrrh, you get it.
Was a Catholic school joke right there.
It was.
We have to go through some. You're not supposed to explain the punchline. If people don't get it,
I
they don't
had to.
get
I had to. I had to.
Oh.
I thought that one was good. I thought that was really good. I saw it and I was like, that's the one.
I like it. That's really good. I really, really, really like it. Okay. All right, here we go. Why did the scarecrow get a big Christmas bonus?
I don't know.
I got nothing.
Because he was outstanding in his field. Duh.
That's good.
No
Bum.
explanation needed.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh God. All right, so there we go. So we just gave everybody a good couple of jokes to use. Now they're like, okay, those are holiday jokes. Holidays are over. So what about the jokes for the rest of the year? Well, that's a simple answer. You just have to listen to the Manufacturing Uncut podcast episodes, and you can get Kevin's bad dad jokes
True.
every month at the end of the month. So are you excited? You've got a whole new set of questions or jokes for the 2025?
Whole new repertoire. All of them have been figured out already. Got them all lined up. No problem at all.
I'm excited. This is great. This is
I
great.
feel like Kevin's outstanding in his field.
I
Great.
am.
Great. Good job, Christy. That was awesome. That was awesome. So if we're here because we're going to recap 2025, and we always go through the events of what we've done. We're going to stick to the MassMEP events. We always, obviously, we pick our events, well, because we know them the best. And it's because of the audience, and more than likely, hopefully, everybody that's listening was a part of these events, but mostly that the passion and the energy and the drive that goes into why we do these events and put them out for the manufacturers in the Commonwealth. And it seems like longer than a year ago that some of these events happened. I feel like it was ages ago. But what I will do is we'll kind of run through each of the months, and then I would love to know from you all. We'll start with January, and then from each of you, what were your favorite event? Or what was, maybe there is a word, maybe there's a couple, your favorite event for the year that we did in 2024. We started the year in January. We did elevate your manufacturing expertise. So we took a whole new spin on what we were doing with our events. And we said, let's do events that hit a couple of different areas. And we did elevate your manufacturing expertise. And that was three programs that we brought together, right? So we had Scale 360. We talked about the Smart Lean program. And we also introduced or reintroduced for some people the Frontline Supervisor Apprenticeship Program. So that was a fun little workshop. It was a workshop event. I think there was an autograph signing at that event. Was there or no? No, just the author the author was in the room to discuss the book is what happened in that room. So we didn't end up doing, Chris was not able to do the autograph signings because his books are sold out all the time. That every time you go buy the books, they're sold out. So we couldn't get the books in time. So we did end up getting the books out though to those that were in attendance. But Chris Cianci, who is the founder of S Scale 360, was in attendance and he's written a book and you can find it online. So just search Chris Cianci, Scale 360. It's at Amazon and he was in the event for that too. We did Beers and Gears. This was before the change, big change. We were Northeast. Oh, we were at Steel Canvas. Christy, you were at this event. Kevin, you went to this event. Kevin, or Matt, you didn't get the opportunity to go to this event, but this was a fun event that we did at Steel Canvas.
Yeah, I can. So that is one of my favorites. I'm not gonna lie, because not only has it cost me a lot of money of steel canvas gifts and baskets in my house. But also Lord Hobo has some of the, their beer is fantastic, but they have some of the best merch as well with their sweatshirts and their t-shirts and their stickers. I mean, all around for my wallet, that was a bad day, but it was an excellent tour. They've been around for over 100 years and it was an excellent evening at Lord Hobo. So that is, I did mark that as one of my favorites.
Yeah, I had fun at that one too. And I mean, I agree with you. We walked away with some new products, styling and profiling with these items that we have. It's great that my name is all on my bag. So it I will if somebody tries to steal it, I can say, "Hey, that's mine, it has my name on it." It was a fun day. I agree with you, Lord Hobo, though. That was a great, good beverage. I can't remember what I had, but whatever it was really tasty. It was very good stuff.
Mine had raspberry in it. I always go for a raspberry.
Yeah, I think mine was something like that too, like a strawberry lemonade or something like that. Yeah, it was really good.
But you
Yeah.
liked yours better from the tap.
I
That
did.
time.
Yeah. Strawberry vanilla. I think it was a strawberry vanilla, maybe. Yeah, it was better from the tap. But that was a fun event. Steel Canvas is a cool place. They're in Wilmington, and they're a neat place if you ever get the opportunity to go onto their website and order some stuff that's we would highly Christy would highly recommend it. She got lots of their cool things from there. Everything is made right there in their factory that they have under their facilities, and to see the machines and what they do, and the baskets, I think was the coolest part. The is that what they're called? They call them the baskets?
I don't know, but I think like the stuff I learned on that tour that, and now having a college-aged kid, like every basket that you use to move your kid into the dorm is a steel canvas basket. They're just like stacked upon and stacked upon, and they work phenomenal for move-in day. And then the post office, like those are all the baskets for the post office. Like that goes on and on. And then Kevin, the collab. I mean, you walked out with a bag that was from Anthropologie, that they did a collaboration with Anthropologie. Who was on your bag?
So I don't know the actor's name, unfortunately, but it's Apollo Creed. It's not like it's
Showing
like
your
Glover, right?
age.
It's Glover, like his last name's Glover, or
Wow. Oh, this is just I this is just
and he recently passed away too, right?
Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers. Yes,
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Carl
It's
Weathers. Such a cool collaboration and an awesome
can't
bag.
get it anywhere else. Wasn't even on their store.
Nope.
Just to me, they did a little special, little collab, and he said I could have
No,
it. Great
don't
thing
worry,
to do
Kevin.
for
We
him.
won't tell anybody where you live, so it will not get stolen, okay?
Fantastic.
You just put it out there that it's priceless. So just whatever.
Exactly.
That'll so everybody be looking for that on eBay in like 20 years. Right now, Kevin's gonna go put that in like a box somewhere and make sure it's airtight so nothing happens to it. It doesn't change color, so you can put it on eBay. That's one of those in a pinch moments. Like, what is your backup plan? very easy to say that you have a steel canvas bag. That's your backup plan.
100%.
Financial
100%.
money.
Yep.
All right, so that was February. In March, we did our Women's Day workshop. We did this at FlexCon, and this was a fun event. The room was filled with a lot of women. We talked about a lot of different things. I think it's one of my favorites. I enjoy it, the event. I enjoy putting together the pieces ahead of time. What I like most about it is when you meet with somebody like a FlexCon that says, we'd love to have a bunch of women in our facility, which men were included as well. Anybody could have attended, but in celebration of International Women's Day, meeting with FlexCon and then speaking to them about why is it important for them to have women. And then that's where the topics bubble up from as to what is important. And then you very easily can find a way to relate that to every woman that works in manufacturing. So that was definitely one of my favorite events.
Those are always good.
Yeah,
Those are
they're
great.
fun ones. We jumped then into April. I don't know if this is going to show a pattern about who we are as an organization, but we did Beers and Gears, and that was Western Mass. Matt, what happened? Like, we need to get you back. Yeah, we need to get you back on the Beers and Gears, which is now Innovation and Libations wagon. You were on it and you fell off.
I did fall off.
Wait, does it go the other way? You were off it and now you're on?
I don't know what side of the wagon I'm on, but it's the wrong side at this point.
We got to get you back into these events. You're missing out on a lot of fun stuff. This was a good one. Yeah.
I'm going full circle, but there was a steel canvas basket outside the brewery in Western Mass for that Beers and Gears.
Yep, there sure was. It
We
was
might
at
have used it to bring stuff in, actually. I don't think we did because we would have stolen it from somebody else, but it was right there.
Yeah. That was a really cool beverage brewery. Shire. It was Shire, right, Kevin?
Yep, Shire. Yep.
Yep. And Cinecon Plastics is where we started the evening. It was sponsored by Cinejax. So Cinejax, who at another event, we'll probably talk about again, but another fun event. Obviously, we do. Okay, so I'll explain the theme. We just do it once a quarter. So if people are like, we've already talked about two beer events that this company is doing on a regular basis, it's because we do one a quarter and we do them in different areas of the state to try to hit other places. So we were in Western Mass for this one, but this was a good one. This one was fun. Out in Western Mass. What was the town we were in out there?
Pittsfield?
Was
Is
it
that where
Pittsfield? Yeah, I think
we
it
were?
was.
Yeah. We were
God.
out there. We were next to New York.
That was a
That
long.
took me a while to get home.
That was a long.
I drove you halfway.
Oh, that's right. We were at the
We
yacht.
carpooled. We've carpooled to that one.
That's right. That's right.
That's actually probably why it took you so long to get home.
Yeah.
We got lost a few times, but we found it eventually.
Yeah, it was no problem.
So then we moved into May. And we did, May was Manufacturing Your Future, our annual event. We did it May 9th. Obviously, I think that's always a great event for us. Matt, have we hit or are we close to any of one of your favorites yet?
So in May we had, do we have the Manufacturing Your Future, I believe, in May?
Yes.
That one would have been one of them.
Yeah, I
And then
figured.
the other one was later on in the year. But that one, you know, it's always nice to see everyone come together and all the technologies that are in the rooms and just the amount of people we can get.
Yeah, I like the hustle and bustle of it for us as an
Yeah.
organization.
I like being busy that day and just seeing, you know, all the familiar faces within the community that we know and like.
Yeah, and putting all that work into it and then seeing it come full circle that day and being able to watch people walk away from it and be very happy and have some value add in their pocket as they leave. That was a fun one. And for, I think for to watch, like, I, another part that I is great, and Christy, you know this too, because we had General Dynamics come in. They were part of the breakout session. And then for them to end it and be like, we already know what we want to do next year. To me, it's just like that really brings it does bring it kind of full circle for the whole reason why we created this event in the first place for the manufacturers.
I think it makes such great connections too, an opportunity for manufacturers to see what's out there that maybe they're not participating in. We had Jane Arnold as the keynote speaker, who is just probably one of the nicest, smartest people I've ever met. And then just our partners are just so incredible through that entire event to support manufacturing to stay here in Massachusetts and grow.
Yeah, that was great. It was a lot of fun. And so it will be back in 2025. We can announce we have the date set, June 5th, right? 2025.
June 5th.
Yeah. So registration will be opening in January for that, Kevin.
Yep. Right now it's the save the date is out. So be sure to save that date, and then more information about keynote speaker and then breakout sessions should come out in January around that time.
Awesome. It's exciting. So yeah, so save that date. I love it. It's almost like we're planning a wedding again. So we went May, then we in June, we did the Smart Lean workshop. Kevin, this was more of you and you working with, this was Innovation Growth. So this was Ellen Ellsworth and Richard Goyette. They did this event and we held it in the office at MassMEP. And it was the Smart Lean workshop. It was 3 hours. That was quite a long workshop, but it was a good mix of people that attended.
Yeah, we got a lot of manufacturers. I remember that. We got a lot of manufacturers in the room, a lot of different companies in the room, which was great to see. Really filled out a lot of good conversations. People stayed afterwards and talked to Ellen and Rich for a good amount of time. I remember that because I was trying to get my work done in the other cubicle and I couldn't concentrate with all this talking going on, but it was great. It seems like all the attendees got a lot out of it.
And that seems like quite the excuse, Kevin.
Yeah, so that's the reason that my time at trees looked a little sparse that day,
Then we moved into July. We did innovation. So this is where the transition comes in, where we switch over to innovation and libations. And we did talk about this, I think, in one of the podcasts. The reason we switched to innovation and libations is because we weren't being very inclusive with the drinks side of the manufacturing world. So we were missing some URIs from the group where we were just focusing on breweries, and then we needed to add in wineries and distilleries. So that's where innovation and libations came from, because libations covers all of those URIs. So we got all the URIs from the manufacturing world into the event. So this innovation and libations in July, we headed back to Southeastern, I almost said Southwestern, Southeastern Mass. It was sponsored by Bank of America. We went to, oh, Hamilton. This is at Hamilton La Cantina. Matt, you really do miss out on some of these cool things. You got to start signing up for these events.
The way that they fall, it's like the one day a month that I have something later on in the evening for my kids. So we have to plan around their schedule, I guess, better anyway.
Okay. Tell Kevin what the girls' schedules are for next year so he can
It's just the
vary.
way those few fell, because
I know.
I do enjoy going to them.
I know you got to start getting back out to these places. These are this was I love this. I loved Hamilton Storage and I loved La Cantina. How about you guys?
I mean, there is nothing bad you can say about that event. That event was incredible, an incredible tour, an incredible presentation by one of our board members, John Genero, who I think I just got to give Hamilton Storage some, not just for the tour and everything that they do, but they also sponsored a cohort through the Pathmaker grant They were our company sponsor to make sure that we executed on excellent training to put more people into the life science industry. So, I mean, they're just Hamilton Storage is getting it done right now.
Incredible facility. It was just beautiful. Like just right when you walk in there, all the foliage inside was a great touch too.
And that was done by Tri-County. They
That's
hired
right.
Tri-County to do that. That was so cool.
That's right. Yeah. And then we got our first opportunity to go to a winery. So we still have to make an effort to go to a distillery for one of these. Because we've checked off the brewery, checked off the winery. So next up is the distillery.
We also had a foreign exchange student who joined us for that tour as well. One of the manufacturers, a gentleman who came from a manufacturer, had a foreign exchange student who is very interested in manufacturing in the life sciences. So he asked us if he could bring him around. He was from Spain. Incredible kid, loved every minute of it. So this is supporting the pipeline too. Who knew?
That was a good one. That was a good one. So that was July. So then August. So this is another event, Kevin, that was more with you, which was Get Growing with Additive 3D Print Preview. So we're kind of, I think, is hopefully everybody's kind of seeing that we hit every kind of market and every kind of type of manufacturing or networking or information education that we can bring. And I think Get Growing with Additive, the 3D print preview, was the opportunity for us to finally be able to showcase our loaner program, right? That you can do with the 3D printers. And so this was another one of those where you had a good group of people, and again, they stayed and did some chatting and networking afterward as well, correct?
Yeah, it was great. Like you said, they learned more about MassMEP's additive adoption program, which provides an affordable way to access and experiment with 3D printing technology. So if you have any interest of bringing additive into your facility, it's a great idea to experiment with it a little bit. And MassMEP gives you that opportunity with the additive adoption program. So if you're still interested in that, please let us know.
Just one question on this, Kevin. Were time cards sparse that day?
Time cards weren't looking great that day.
Another day, it was a lot of people in the office and it was a little distracting.
I get distracted real easily.
So this will teach you to not talk about your timesheets in front
Yeah.
of.
I know Don is an avid listener of our podcast, so Don, please don't listen.
Oh, too late. Obviously in September is the mashup. So we did the Massachusetts Manufacturing Mashup, which was with the Center for Advanced Manufacturing. I'm going to take a wild shot in the dark on this one. Matt, this was one of your favorites.
I do like the mashup. It
Okay.
wasn't the one I was saying earlier, but
Okay. I
I
think
do
I
enjoy
know
it.
which one it
So
is. Okay.
yeah, it's but I did I love seeing all the legislators and all the awards that we give out at this event, and getting all those people into that room. So that's always an exciting time of the year to recognize some of these great manufacturers that are here in Massachusetts.
And you talk about like pipeline. I mean, think about all the students that were in attendance at the mashup. That was incredible. They had a great opportunity. I wish I got a tour of Gillette. I wish I was with
Could have
them.
thrown you in there, Kevin.
I know. I
Couldn't
should.
have
I should
done
have
your
just.
time sheet. Could have put you in there.
Yeah, I probably look like I'm still in high school. So,
Super senior.
yeah, that's all. Just a postgraduate. That's all.
You could have been a teacher.
I don't
Maybe.
think I could. I don't think I could
No,
wear
you could. I mean,
the
you could have
cap.
fit in as like they would have been like, oh, who's this? Oh, this is Mr. Tata.
Yeah, he's the
We
PE.
could have 3D printed you the name tag at the office for the school, and we could have thrown you right in.
True. True. There's something for next year or
You can be the teacher that attends. No, I agree with you. I think it's the manufacturing awards is probably, I think that's another one that I really enjoy. I don't know. I think for me, I really just like the whole seeing our stuff come to fruition and the end of it and watching people. Like, it is cool to watch these people get their awards, and one of the awardees, I know somebody that then worked with them previously before them getting the award, and then they then were able to talk to them about it and say, "Oh, I heard you got the Manufacturer of the Year award." And they were like, "Yeah, we actually did. Like, how did you know about that?" And the manufacturers take a lot of pride in this, and it's really important for them, because it's pretty prestigious to be recognized by the legislature in your district as a Manufacturer of the Year because of what you're doing and where you're headed and the things that you maybe have done, or some changes you've made, or could be what you're doing, giving back to your community. It's just all runs the gamut. But it's great for the manufacturers to be able to get a platform to be recognized at a level like this, where maybe they don't always feel, like the love. So we try to give it to them at the mashup. That's a good one. Okay, so it's this one then. Because we didn't do a whole lot in November and December. So in October, we did a new event that we were really excited about, and it fulfilled every expectation that we thought it would. And it was the Mass MEP Strategic Resource Showcase that we did at DCU.
That
Yes?
is it.
I
Yes.
okay.
One, going to agree with you because I don't want to be picked on anymore. But yes, I did. I really like this event just because, we get all the manufacturers into one space, all of our great vendors into one space, and try to put them together and show what we can offer our clients. What we can't do in-house, we have these wonderful organizations that help us out, to help these clients. So I think that having this new event and bring them together and just showcasing the other opportunities that Mass MEP can provide was just great for everyone.
Shout out to Synergex for winning the Resource of the Year
There you
at the
go.
Strategic Resource Showcase. And I thought it was hilarious how he gave his speech, and then he was like, now the ChatGPT version of the speech, and that was just incredible. He just had ChatGPT write him an acceptance speech, and it was just too funny. It was great.
Yeah. And it's, you think of the irony of it, like he's a their cybersecurity, right?
Right. Too funny.
So he obviously trusts it. Yeah, we also, which I didn't realize, we actually doubled up in October, because we did Innovation and Libations again in October as well. That was sponsored by Bank of America. Love ourselves some Bank of America. And then we went to Renscott for that one. And then we went back to Lord Hobo.
It was Lord Hobo again.
Yeah. See, so we went back there, Christy, for, because we listen and you love the swag and the bevvies. So we said, all right, let's do it. Let's go back there. Plus, they're great hosts and they're really good to us as an organization. So that was a lot of fun. That was a good one. I was not able to do and be a part of a lot of that because I had to scoot out. But was it, Kevin, you were there for the majority of that one with Renscott. You actually got really connected with Renscott in this process.
Yeah, they're great guys over there, Tommy and David, the CEO, and I forget what Tommy's position is, but he's high up there. They're incredible. Just some young guys that know exactly what they're talking about. Incredible facility. Really, the first thing that I noticed really was so clean, and it's like a lot of people think manufacturing is just this like dirty environment and like hard to work in, but not nowadays. I mean, their facility was incredible. And that was originally the day after, I think, the Strategic Resource Showcase. It was supposed to be that Friday that followed it, I believe, but we ended up switching that. But yeah, it was a great event. Shout out to Bank of America for sponsoring. They've been great sponsors for our events this year.
That's good. All right. So, Matt, I know you have to scoot. You've got some things to do, but thanks for joining us. Christy's not off the hook, though, because I know she has a list of her favorite things, and we probably didn't hit hers, but I wanted to grab yours before you left. So your favorite one for the year was what, Matt?
My favorite one was probably the SRS. It was new, it was exciting, and we had a lot of great people in that event. And like Kevin said, having John win that award, John from Synogex, it's always, a nice touch because all of us love him. So,
All right, well, have fun at your Christmas concert.
I will tell my bad dad joke for the holidays while I'm there and see if I get anyone to laugh.
Excellent. Awesome. Awesome.
Perfect.
Christy, all right, so let's hear your list. What you said one of them. So what were your other ones that you enjoyed?
You guys have really hit them. So I had a Hamilton Storage. I had the Western Mass Beers and Gears at CineCon and Shire. One of the reasons that that was my favorite is they asked me what was the difference between Western Mass and kind of the rest of the state. And it kind of struck me. They're so community oriented. They really support each other. This was not the first time these guys had been at Shire Brewery together, by the way. It seems like it's like a weekly or monthly thing that they do. So it was just really cool to see them support each other and talk about what their plans were. And they were really going from there to another event later on. It was super cool how much they all got along and how they knew each other. Not to mention, God, we learned so much. The marble windows in there are at the same marble that's at the Lincoln Memorial in DC. They told us all about that. We had the gentleman from Crane Paper, Mr. Crane himself, I'll call him.
Done.
You gave it away. I was going to say they're going to have to Google it, but they own Crane Paper. They own Shire Brewery. And he said, I said, do you want to tell us a little bit about your brewery? And he said, I could care less about talking about that. Can I talk about manufacturing? I love manufacturing. So I thought that that was super cool. Hamilton Storage, I think the only thing we didn't touch upon there about the winery, so who's the owner, Mike?
Bob Vizella.
Bob, oh, see, so Bob Fazella's sister, who ran our room, was magnificent. I have never seen anybody run a room like that and handle everybody so well. She was wonderful. And then manufacturing your future, I think, is just every year. I think, like I said earlier, we just learn so much. We have some of the coolest keynote speakers that, have come through Massachusetts, and this year will be no different. Can I give a little spoiler alert, or is it coming
You
out in
can.
the
No,
EF?
you can. You can give
Okay.
it.
So we have this year on June 5th, Casey Brown, who is going to talk about pricing and support manufacturers with how do you get the cost that you deserve for your products? So I think that's going to be super exciting. And she's agreed to stay on for when Kevin puts this out there for registration, the first 10 registrations will be eligible to be in a breakout session with Casey. And so she can really hone in and support you and your organization on pricing. So I think that that's going to be
Yeah,
awesome.
that's huge.
Talk
So,
about value.
yeah, that. So that's all. So strategic resource probably would have been my favorite because hearing all of you guys' stories was amazing. But I've also decided I no longer want to work when I'm at these events and I just want to network because I miss out on all the fun. Like, I mean, we had a great table and we met some really cool, interesting people and companies, but you guys had really fun stories that I was like, I wasn't there. I wasn't there. FOMO is real.
That's what happens when you move up in the world and you sit at these high levels now. You don't have to do all the grunt work anymore. That's our jobs now. Job security for us.
The grunt work has so many better, the stories are just great that come out of this. You guys have, I walked out of that room and all of a sudden we were renting a bus for next year. Uber is going to sponsor a bus and we're going on tours. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What are we doing?
Oh yeah, that was great. Yeah, Brooke and Kathy, and Tim were like, we're gonna rent. Well, I think Tim was just kind of going along for the ride because he's all in on a road trip. But like, definitely Brooke and Kathy were like, yes, like this is great. And they were real serious about it. Like, they really want to rent a bus and go around the state and talk about manufacturing. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, missed it. Missed it.
I know, it's
FOMO.
okay. Yeah. Kevin, what was your favorite thing for the year?
It's hard to put one in front of the other, but I'll give you a top three.
Okay.
It was probably definitely the Strategic Resource Showcase was in there because just to see, I think it was the first time in my time with MassMEP, just seeing an event like that come from the foundation to like the day of, and just seeing it all cultivate and all the resources that were in attendance. All of them were so nice too. All the people were just great. They're great people. We also had the live filming of the podcast as well
Yeah.
while we were there with Brooke and Kathy, which was fantastic. Just listening to them speak, there's so much knowledge between the two of them, and it was just
Was fun.
it was yeah yeah it was great. It was great. So that one was great, and seeing how much effort Christina put into it too. She did a fantastic job. And then John Sinopoli accepting the road award, that was just a great event.
Yeah.
I put Manufacturing Your Future in there just because it's always nice to see our hard work pay off.
Yeah.
Seeing how all the nice evaluations from everybody in attendance,
Yeah.
thinking it was a fantastic event and whatnot. Jane Arnold was fantastic. I did get exhausted from holding that little tripod camera thing. Just like I had to hold up my arm so that like I was
I think there's a
stabilizing it.
picture of you actually holding
There is.
your arm up in the photos from the event.
I think it's on the website. I might be
It might
wrong, but
be.
it might be on the website, so you can take a look at it there.
Now
But
everybody
it's
knows your pain when they see that picture.
yeah, really. I had a smile on my face, so everything
Yes,
was
you
good.
did. Yes, you did.
That's always great, seeing all of our hard work pay off and seeing our entire MassMEP team come together as a collective and
Yeah.
like getting it done, you know, everybody networking with whoever, and it's just great to see. I'd also put Ren Scott's Innovation and Libations in there as well, just because I really like their facility. They're really great guys, really great team over there. And it was in my backyard of Woburn, so not much travel, so that's why I like that one so much. But no, it was a great facility. They're doing amazing work with their additive, with their automation. It was just like my jaw was on the floor while I was just walking through their facility. It was just really incredible. So
That's
that's
really
probably my
cool.
point.
That's really cool. I think what I hear the most from both of you, and when you, and even from when Matt says these things, it's the relationships. You know what I mean? It's the relationships and the connections that you see. Like, you, I knew you were gonna, I knew Kevin, you would pick Ren Scott because you did. You created a really good relationship with them in
Yeah.
there. You know, you just to get to know them as people. And you know, they, you walked in and you would have thought you owned the place. Like, they knew who you were. They went up to you, they're chit-chatting with you. And it, I mean, it really does mean a lot getting back out there and networking and communicating and building this relationship. So it just shows, and that's the whole purpose why we do these, right? Why, you know, like when we get involved when pulling these together, I think so for us to look at it and go, the most exciting thing for me is to watch them come full circle and to watch people walk away happy. Like,
Yeah.
that's like my love language of seeing it be successful and somebody being like, ah, this was so much fun. Like, you guys did a great job. Or at the end of it, as a team, we all stand together and we just laugh and joke and like, let's go get a drink together, or let's just, you know, like, I don't know, the camaraderie, I think, is what that is. That's, and that's a relationship thing. So, it's really, yeah, it really elevates us, I think, as an organization, because it isn't, we don't just do these things just to do these things. There's always intention behind them.
I agree. And it's like anybody on our MassMEP team will drop anything to help us out with an event. So that's fantastic to see as well. I mean, I was just for the Ren Scott Innovations and Libations, me and Kim were just hanging out at Lord Hobo, just like setting everything up and just chit chatting, and it's great to like get that. I don't know. It was good to sit down with Kim and just like talk to her for a bit and get a glimpse of what's going on in her life. And same with multiple other events, like chilling at the registration table for Manufacturing Your Future and just shooting the shit with them, you know? It's great.
Yeah. See, Christy's definitely going to be like, I'm doing this stuff next time.
It's my word of the year. FOMO is real.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
is.
So this year, Christy, for Manufacturing Future, you're not running a breakout session, right? Somebody else is running it.
No, I think I would love to be at the registration table.
A good spot to be at.
I
That's
think
where you'll find me this year.
yeah.
Registration. Yeah.
Yeah, like when you made the transition and now like overseeing like all of business development, is this kind of the stuff that you do miss a lot of?
Oh, heck yeah. This is the
Yeah.
fun stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. People are like, it's a lot of work. It's like, but it's your work. And when you, what is that saying? When you enjoy what you do, it's never a day of work in your life.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's always fun. Always fun to see it come together. It feels like Christmas morning every event. You
Yeah.
sit there and you go, are they going to come? Did we
Yeah.
give them the right date? What time are they supposed to walk through the door? And then once people start coming through the door, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
it's like, did Santa come? Oh, Santa came, thank God.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's so true.
Anyway,
Yeah. I
Julie,
think
what were your favorite ones of the year?
so my top three are definitely I do like the mashup, but I more like drilling in on that is really the Manufacturer of the Year awards because we do sponsor that with the Manufacturing Caucus. And so working closely with Rep Roy's aide, Sandy McGuire and Carolyn and Jim Gay for pulling that together. I don't know. I love that. I really do enjoy it. I do enjoy seeing people. I think that's another thing too. I really value a lot is being recognized. And so,
Haley,
yeah.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you on a podcast like this, but Senator Feeney's introduction
Oh
during
my
the
gosh.
awards.
I totally forgot about that, but it was so good. I didn't know he did that kind of stuff. Like, so he's not an announcer, but he is an announcer. Like, in his own world, he's an announcer.
I don't know. I think you guys are gonna have to get the video and the track of this because it was incredible.
Yeah.
Did the whole like let's get ready to rumble. Like it
Yeah.
was insane.
Yeah, because he said, like, he always wanted to like be announcing like at Gillette, right? He wanted to announce at Gillette for the games. And so he did his version of that for the Manufacturer of the Year awards. Yeah.
It was
It was
incredible.
good. It was
Sorry.
really good.
Sorry. Haley was like all like, serious.
No.
And then I had to throw that out there and screw everything up.
No, and then the banter that goes back and forth, like it's fun and it's entertaining and it was cool. That's definitely no, I the whole and then to get to have that opportunity to, I think you said that like just having a moment like you had the moment with Kim, but for us, like just having that moment with Senator Feeney, we don't get that. All the, you know, like so to get his time, it's very rare to have it. So when you do get it, and to hear him saying, I now have a parking space whenever I need it. You know, like I just have to reach out and say, can I park at your house? And he's like, yeah, sure. If you're going to the game, I just actually have to go to a game so that I have to park, you have a parking space if I need it. Yeah. That one. I like Manufacturing Your Future and obvious for, you know, for me, I like to see, this is so weird, but I love to do it, but then I love to hear what changes we need to make for the next year. And I think that's what really drives me as a person to be like, okay, so we did it. It was good, but how can it be better? Or what do we need to change? And then that's what I like to hear when people are like, and we all get together afterwards and we talk about things and we saw how we had the keynote speaker was this way, and then we saw the keynote speaker was this way, so we knew this year we wanted to go a different direction again, and that's the kind of stuff. But I think the most fun I had was at the Strategic Resource Showcase. That's probably number one for me in the order that I said that, because of the interactions with the vendors, because we don't ever get to do that. We were able to kind of put on display who we were as an organization, what we do, why we are so good at what we do, why we are so valuable to the people that work with us, whether it is the manufacturers or the legislators, or if it's our third parties or partners, and just what we bring to the table every day. And it was fun doing the podcast live. That was cool. Now that we know how to do that, we're going to go on the road with Kathy and Brooke and do the podcast live. And then John's, I mean, come on. Like, he always brings it anyway, wherever he goes. And so just pure entertainment. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And I got one of the coolest fanny packs ever, ever walking out of there. Kevin walked out with like a whole box of like swag.
For other people.
Oh, you gave it all away?
Yeah.
Not yet. Not yet. They're Christmas
Christmas
gifts.
presents.
I always grab Cinejex's golf balls for me, and then a couple people wanted a few lunch boxes, so I snuck in and grabbed a couple.
Yeah, I think he may have worked his way to get one for Kathy too. So he knows where his bread is buttered.
Yep.
Yeah. Smart man, Kevin, you're a smart man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that was it. That's 2024 done. Moving on to the next. Now we're going into 2025. We do have a lot. I'm going to say a lot. We do have the first quarter pretty much hammered out already. We have in January, which will be our first event. We actually had two events running in January of 2025. One of them filled up so quickly that it's now on a wait list, which is a Supply Chain 101 webinar series. If you are still interested in that, you just have to make the connection, and then you'll get put on the wait list for that. The second one is the Advancing Manufacturing, a Roadmap to Automation, Workforce Development, and Technology Readiness. This is a workshop. It's a 3-hour workshop. It's being hosted at Gemline. And there's three different breakout sessions, and then there's a main breakout. So there's kind of introductions, then there's mini breakouts, and then there's a main session where everybody comes back together, almost kind of do a report out. And then you get to do a plant tour, and then on your way. That is January 30th. We do have Innovation and Libations, which will be in February. The date is TBD as of right now. However, we're in what region for February, Kevin?
Central Massachusetts.
Okay. All right. So that will be coming soon. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And then in March, we'll be doing the Women's Day workshop again. And again, that's all still TBD, but it will be in March. So we want you to get these dates on your calendar now. And then obviously, the one that we definitely confirm is our Manufacturing Your Future in June of next year. So we went back to a later date. Usually we're in May. Everybody's probably all kerfuffled right now, going, wait, what? June? But yes, we're in June. And it is on a Thursday. So no need to worry about the running into those Fridays, beautiful Friday morning. Who would want to attend an event? Or they register to say they're attending an event, and maybe they just never make it there because traffic was really so bad that they just wound up on a golf course instead. I mean, I don't know. I'm just talking for a friend, not from experience at all. Yeah, maybe an outdoor shopping center that looks really nice that's on the way. I don't know. Like, my car was so close to running out of gas, I'd make a pit stop. So hopefully we'll see everybody there. Yeah. So we're already filling up for 2025. Before you know it, 2025 is going to be over and done with too.
All right. All right.
Sorry. Love to age ourselves. So yeah. Well, that's good. That sounds like a big good recap for the year. Good recap for the year. So happy New Year to both of you, and happy New Year to everybody else out there.
You too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it. Here we go. And we didn't notice what we didn't talk about at all this year, which we always talk about is the, yep, we didn't do it. We're not even going to do it because guess what? That was our for this year, was to not talk about those this year. Kevin's like, what are you talking about right now?
What are they talking? They're just giggling.
Can't say it out loud, because if you say it out loud, then you have to talk about it. So we're not bringing it out loud. It's a word that begins with an R that everybody does in January and never follows through with it. So,
Oh,
but
perfect.
we actually did it this year, and there it is. So
Beautiful.
yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thanks everyone. Thanks for joining us for the Mass and BP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcast, or you can always go to our website at massmep.org.
We'll see you next time, whether it's in
our space,
your space,
or cyberspace.